So your career, you've gone from Orangeville, Providence, you played around Europe, CEBL. What does it mean now you're back again playing for Team Canada in World Cup qualifying games here at Edmonton?
It's always a blessing to play for your country. I think that anytime they call me, anytime I have an opportunity to play with these guys and play with that red and white, it's something special. So just continue to kind of push towards the World Cup and finish the job right now.
Of course, seeing your game develop now, seeing, you know, watching your games over in Poland and Germany, in the paint, you become a presence in the paint more and more. What do you mean to see your game growing more as a presence and down low now?
I just think it's continually trying to develop your game and trying to understand that never being satisfied with what you have at the current moment, to develop and trying to get better as you go along. It's the main thing. Just continue to work on your game, on your craft in the summer, and it'll show in the winters, and the springs.
That's true. It's in this group here now. Of course, you know, the group of these guys, you got university guys, guys playing in Europe, a big core of CEBL guys. What does it mean to see this group here be the top of its group, to take pride, you know, guys outside the NBA have been carrying this team and carrying this group to be so close to World Cup berth now for next year?
Something special. I think that a lot of us have created a good bond. Obviously, these teams, a lot that play overseas, they've been playing together for years, and that's a big thing with the NBA guys, obviously, really being able to participate in the summers. These are the groups that kind of have to fight to continue to kind of get to these places and get to the World Cups and to the Olympics. So these are all exceptional guys in their own right, so we're all trying to work for the same thing. And those NBA guys kind of come in and they help us as well. It's just a blessing.
And then the national team that you guys have played, of course, but the national team has played games in Hamilton, in Victoria, and now back here in Edmonton again. What does it mean to see across the country now the national team getting support no matter what market in this country, Khalif?
It's amazing, honestly. I think that Canada basketball has grown so much throughout these years, and it's continuing to develop. I think with the CBL, and watching guys being able to play in front of their home crowds in the summers and play around without having to go across the world to try and make money in the summers and do their own things. It's a way to stay home, be around your family, and really have that homegrown support. I hope we're going to have a huge crowd and have a lot of support this coming weekend and continue to push towards that World Cup.
Of course, now I know you're an Ontario man, so what are your thoughts? Your first Alberta winter? What are your on the Edmonton winter? I know I don't like it, so what do you feel about it?
I mean, Ontario's cold too, but I mean, I wasn't expecting this when I came out here, that's for sure. I think they told us it was going to be cold, but this is definitely a little more than I expected. So, but I mean, we're always adjusting. We're figuring it out. So I think we'll be a little more used to it than the Venezuela guys for sure. So I think we'll be all right.
Awesome. Appreciate it, Lee. So Tom, how's the feeling you're coming into these two games and with Team Canada on top of the group here? I know people are wondering, what can Team Canada do in these rack of games here, of course, being carried by U Sports guys, CBL guys, and guys in Europe? I mean, you guys' group has impressed a lot of people in World Cup qualifying games.
The biggest goal, right, is to stay undefeated. You know, we got on our mind, it's one more win to qualify, but also it's just maintain the level of excellence that the guys before us have continued throughout each qualifying round, so it's on us now. You know, no matter who's wearing the Canada jersey, we still got to step up and maintain that standard.
Of course. And what does it mean to be part of this group here? As someone who has excelled in the youth sports level, you've impressed many during your time in the CEBL with Hamilton and Fraser Valley. What does it mean to see your game grow now as a guy to call upon to play the national team in this qualifying round?
You know, each time I get an opportunity like this, it's just recognition of the work I've been putting in for a long time, you know. I've been playing basketball my whole life and been putting a lot of work and always wanted to play at this level and play at higher levels. And an opportunity like this as a younger guy is just a recognition and an honor to represent my country again.
Of course. What do you mean, you know, how the game has grown in this country to have the national team call upon more guys like yourself who have youth sports experience and CEBL experience? It's a big thing for the game, for Canada basketball, to call upon these guys and rely on them to get big wins here in this qualifying tournament.
It's just showing our depth as a country. You know, everyone's starting to recognize that Canada is more than just a hockey country. You know, we're a basketball country now too, and at times like this where we can't call on our big dogs who represent us in the NBA, it shows how big of a depth we have in our talent pool, that there's just a list of names that we can call on and they're going to come out, they're going to represent, we're going to compete and ultimately take home wins for Canada.
Of course, being in a group with teams like Panama, Venezuela, of course, basketball world is so big. What have been some of the cool things you've seen around the basketball world, you know, be in the cities?
I think the biggest thing is just to realize how much of a worldwide game it is. Like, I had the opportunity to go down to the AmeriCup with Canada in September, and we got down to Brazil, and, like, you know, you think of Brazil as a soccer country, but then you see their basketball team, and you see the love that that country has for basketball and just the pride they have for their country. And it's crazy to see that basketball is just as a big deal anywhere, everywhere in the world as any other sport.
No, of course. And today came out that the CBL is going to expand to Winnipeg. And now it follows, you know, the relocation of Guelph to Calgary. And what does it mean to see the CBL now truly be a coast-to-coast league, going from as far as, of course, Fraser Valley to all the way to Newfoundland, and now you got Winnipeg and Calgary in the league now for next year?
It's really exciting to see. You know, I've been a part of that league since the inaugural season, and now to see them growing and continue to grow is just a sign of that. They're doing everything right in the CBL. Bringing it, like you're saying, coast to coast, making it a truly Canadian league, and then having it just showing that there's more talent, like we're saying, there's a great depth of talent, that we can have 10 professional teams in Canada and run a true league that focuses on Canadian talent.